This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning. Welcome to Party Line here on this Wednesday morning. Welty Custom Exteriors, one of our fine sponsors, along with Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith. WILO News Director Ken Hartman joins me. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
So the WILO Skywatch weather forecast, clouds today and hot again. It got muggy yesterday. Well, not real muggy. It was just hot. At least it wasn't humid.
Wait till tomorrow rolls around.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so cloudy today, high 88, cloudy tonight, low 70. Cloudy tomorrow, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 92. And, high 92.
Yeah.
With sun.
Yeah, I was wondering how long it's going to take you before you figure that one
process
out.
Friday, partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, and 85, the daytime high on Friday. And then Saturday, cooler and cloudy and a high 68. I'm going to love it.
Yeah, I'll be inside, I think, most of the day. I'm going to go to Rossville Saturday morning, and I got Grandma's cook-off Saturday afternoon.
So yeah, you've got a full
plate. I got a full day on Saturday.
Well, I've got a full morning, Saturday morning, and I think most of the kids are going to be gone this weekend, and Shell has Saturday off, so we're going to try to do something, just she and I, on Saturday. We'll see how that goes. That's only happened one time since we moved to Clinton County. So I'll let you know how that goes. But first, before me and the girlfriend go on a date Saturday, I'll be doing a remote Saturday morning. It's the end of summer car show, and they're starting to set up for this already on Green Street at 508 West Green Street at Faith Family Church. Talked to this fella a couple months ago at the Hot Dog Festival. He and Mike Downey and myself. Mike Downey, of course, one of our account executives. So they're going to have the Quarter Pound Chili Dogs, Glover's Ice Cream, DJ, and live music again. Come see us. They're going to have the end of summer car show, all kinds of good stuff out there. It's 10 to 1. I'll be there from 10 till noon this Saturday at Faith Family Church, 508 West Green Street, just really kind of around the corner from us here, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and take a phone call here. Party Line, good morning.
Good morning. It's Mark Genda calling this morning.
Mark, good morning. Russ Casper came in yesterday morning on Party Line here and was telling us about Grandma's cook-off. I know we talked about it last year a little bit on the air here, and I told him yesterday, I just love the concept of Grandma's cook-off. How did this get started, Mark?
Sure. No, actually, it was something that I'd sat and thought about for a long time, as I've heard families in the past share about the memories of their grandma and grandpas and about all the great recipes and things that they made as they were youngsters and kids. And I thought, wow, all of these recipes, all of these wonderful things that grandma was doing, we should have a cook-off. Let's bring these recipes and let's let them live on in grandma's cook-off.
Yeah,
that's where the whole thing came from.
That's awesome. My mamaw passed away 5 years ago. She was 87, and I remember all the ladies scrambling to make sure they got the recipes they wanted and needed and everything. Mamaw put them together, and at least we got the persimmon pudding recipe. That was the one I was most concerned about.
You know what, and that's interesting you say that, because, you know, when my mother passed away, I had my recipe box. We all went through Mom's recipe box and grabbed out our favorite things also. So I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
In regards to, and that's what, again, that's what made this thing come to fruition. I'm thinking, well, let's let this thing go on and let's share it with others. So it's this coming Saturday, as Russ told you.
Mm-hmm.
We always appreciate having Russ and WILO Shine 99 there. Be there as on a live feed.
Well, Russ had the presence of mind to understand that this is a visual thing, right? So we're going to carry it on WILOTV.com. Yeah. It would be kind of hard to pull it off on the radio, I think.
It is, but again, it's always nice to have the presence there. And so it's this coming Saturday, as Russ shared with you. And we're actually taking people. We've had several call-ins yesterday. People, we do ask that everyone call in ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
so we know how to set up for the event. And we're taking those phone calls yesterday, this week. It's interesting. We have people call in. Well, I just didn't know what recipe I wanted to cook yet.
Oh, okay. So, thinking of more than one then, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I have Ken here, Ken Hartman, the Wylo News Director, Mark, and he's already starving himself, so he can.
No, he's not.
But he's looking forward to this. He was the one that first told me about it last year, which was my first year in Clinton County.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So he said he's always enjoyed that, and he'll be down there again this Saturday. So.
Well, here's the great thing. I've used Grandma's Cook-Off as an excuse, as a crutch, okay?
Yeah.
Because the other day somebody said, hey, Genda, you know, you used to be kind of thin. You're kind of putting on a little stuff there in the center. I said, I blame Grandma's Cook-Off.
Hey, we could all use that excuse, couldn't we?
Well, come to Grandma's Cook-Off and get chubby in the middle like Genda, yeah.
So after this is all done, we put this together in a nice collated book and pass the recipes on. That's the brilliant idea there, too.
Well, here's the thing. After the first two or three years we were doing this, I had people coming to me and say, hey, what about a cookbook? What about a cookbook? And you needed a few years into it in order to have enough recipes to make it viable. So we have put a cookbook together, which we do offer for sale. The proceeds from the sale of the cookbook actually go to the Indiana Children's Home down in Lebanon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that's where I've elected to send the monies. I have a strong feeling about that home. I have good feelings about that home. So that's where the proceeds go. But we also, once you buy the cookbook, you get the new recipes every year at no charge.
Oh, so this, okay.
You want to see how thick this thing is now. This is our 11th. This is our 11th year.
Yeah.
And this thing is about 6 inches thick now. So I don't know what we're going to do once that thing fills up. We may have to start an auxiliary cookbook.
Yeah, volume two, right?
Yeah, thank you, volume two. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Mark, we'll definitely see you down there Saturday. And, again, we want people to give you a call as soon as they can if they plan on getting in on that.
Yeah, please give us a call, 659-3356. Just let us know what you're bringing. We'll kind of fill you in on the details as to what we need. It's not a complicated thing.
Right.
It's show up with your dish, bring the recipe. I like things to start on time and end on time. So usually judging will start at 2, and it's done by 3:30. And then here's a crazy thing. 4 people are going to walk away with $300 cash. I haven't quite figured this one out yet. But
yeah. Yeah. How did that happen, right?
Yeah, where'd that go?
Well, that's a great incentive too. I mean, and then you still have some proceeds left over to send to a good cause. So, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Well, we try to have fun with it, and generally the feedback at the end of the day is, gee, I didn't win this year, but I'll sure be back next year.
Hey, that's the good thing, right? It'll be around next year. Yeah.
So look forward to seeing you guys Saturday, and again, let's have those people call in and get signed up. So just give us a heads up as per setup. I sure appreciate it.
Mark, thanks a lot. We'll see you Saturday.
Hey, look forward to it, guys. Take care.
You too. All right. Thank you. That's a great concept. I hope there's other funeral homes across the state who could pick up on this, you know?
I don't know if anybody else who does, to be honest with you.
I mean, it's a brilliant idea. When I heard it last year, I've become a big fan of that. I'll be a judge here in a couple years. I think it's usually at the senior fair, right?
Yeah, they'll be there.
Is Mark kind of a tall guy?
Yeah, kind of a tall guy.
Okay.
He's a very tall guy.
He's a little taller than me, and I'm 6'3". Mm-hmm. Yeah, I met him for the first time last year, and he has a strange sense of humor sometimes, doesn't he?
You could say that.
Okay, yeah. That was him. I remember him. I was trying to place him when I knew he was calling, mm-hmm. but it'll be good to shake his hand again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always fun. You know, I've been doing the judging for about, it seems like 5 years or so now. So I'm still going to do it again this year.
Well, very good.
Only got after the first year doing the desserts, which I can't do anymore. Thank goodness.
Now I asked Russ what you did last year. Was it the soups?
No, I've done main dishes ever since.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Well, speaking of main dishes and free breakfast and free lunch and free health screenings, we've got the 29th annual WILO Senior Fair coming up just 1 week from today, Ken Hartman. Wow.
I know.
9 to 2 on September 26th. 9 to 2, that's being pretty generous, right?
We
want people to show up.
Well, that's when we're going to, it's officially open, but mm-hmm. for us, it's about 8 to 3 or 8 to 3:30 or
right.
so.
Not to mention the setup the day before.
Not to mention being in here before that either.
Right, right. Not to mention our live broadcast all day too on WILO. You and I probably need to figure out what we're doing that day.
Yeah, I was thinking about that this morning.
Let me make a note of that too. Here. Yeah. But anyway, everybody 50 and better are invited. Free admission, door prizes. So we're going to have a good time here. We've got enthusiologist Jeff Riker. He's from ViaQuest. So 40 booths as well, businesses and organizations offering products and services for seniors. And special thanks to our state sponsor, State Senator Brian Buchanan. Also, Center Township Trustee Kevin Evans and Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. So the free breakfast is sponsored by Goodwin Funeral Home and Archer Weston Funeral Home, served by Hoops. The free lunch sponsored by Beehive Memory Care and Kokomo Healthcare Center, served by Shoop's Country Foods and Catering. Do you remember the breakfast spread we had last year? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it was good. I mean, it was like a Shoney's buffet, man.
I avoid all the free foods all day.
You do?
I do.
Wow, that's a true discipline, Ken Hartman.
No, I have not. I had a couple of years ago, I think.
Okay. Is your doctor 50 or better? Are you afraid she'll be there and see
no,
you eating a biscuit
no,
and gravy
no,
or something?
It's just certain things I kind of believe in. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to fight all the crowds.
For one thing. Right.
And you know, to be honest, after it gets all picked over, I don't know if it's all. You know, I don't know if I want to get back to that or not.
Well, we appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, you know, maybe a little bit graphic, but you understand what I'm saying.
No, I do understand what you're saying. That's why you go first, right? Radio guy. Hey, I got something to do. Let me cut in line here.
Yeah, right.
I got a broadcast to perform. So new this year is free shuttle service, thanks to Frankfort Main Street and Kim Stevens and crew. I'm not sure who's driving that day, either Joe Palmer or Kim's dad.
I imagine it's going to be Kim's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Because Joe usually has a lot to do.
Yeah, so. Yeah, he's a busy guy all the time, yeah. Isn't he? So we'll be shuttling folks to and from high school parking lot, sponsored by BCS Landscape and Design, helping us out as well. So we appreciate everybody, especially Kim and crew down at Frankfort Main Street, helping us out on mm-hmm. trying to pull off something new this year. You know, anytime yep. you add, I mean, it's the 29th annual, so we've got a small playbook for this, but we always have moving parts. But anytime you try to add something new.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we just build an underground train from the parking lot to the church?
No, we'll have to get the mayor involved, and he'll have to get a grant written, and we'll be waiting to hear from NDOT for 2 years. Nah, although the mayor would probably be on board, but that's not a good use of our funds.
Well, we can use it. We can always build an overpass
across Mash Road over to the Community Life Center. Maybe that costs quite a bit less.
Probably
than overpass.
Would. Somebody will build that ourselves.
Oh, Ken Hartman. No, thanks. So we were talking weather a moment ago. There was something else I was wanting to mention. Now, I have my remote this Saturday, 10 to noon. And also next week, I believe, on the Wednesday morning party line, maybe Tuesday morning party line, I'm going to make a special announcement. In conjunction with the fun group.
I think you said Tuesday.
Yeah, the Frankfort Unified Neighborhood. We're going to make an announcement then, and then it'll be something for a couple days after that. So mm-hmm. we're going to put something together, and it'll be fun for everybody, and everybody will be invited. And it'll be a quick thing. You know, it's not a full-day event or anything, but we're just mm-hmm. Larry Loftner and myself are trying to pull a few things off. So we were talking weather a moment ago. President Trump going to visit the areas affected by Florence today. The monster storm blamed for the deaths of 35 people now I saw on the Today Show before I came in. Trump plans to visit both North and South Carolina. You know, the logistics for this are tough, man, anytime you try to bring a president in and you have things like that. So they were, he's coming today, but they were still working on the plans this morning.
I think it's more like 37 and died now.
Is that right? Yeah. Wow. I saw two of them were inmates.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were transporting.
Yeah, and the thing, it was also the floodwater. They said one of those rivers crested at 61 feet.
The Cape Fear River. Yeah, it did.
61 feet. I mean, that's just, think about that for a second.
That's exactly right. You know, from southern Indiana, we have a lot of flooding down there, too, mm-hmm. especially where I was from in Washington and Orange counties. And I remember the White River and, you know, a couple other rivers down there. It would always crest at, like, 18 or maybe even 24 on a bad year. I cannot imagine 60 feet.
Well, I can tell you this. When I was in high school, and I was, the Mississippi always was flooding. When we went over to Quincy one time, which sits right there on the river.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was really bad one year, you could see from the golf course. You know, you look out there and you could just see that the river basically made Quincy an island
mm-hmm.
because of all the water that was around. And you just kind of go like, that doesn't look like too much fun.
Puts it in perspective when you've been there on dry land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it does.
Well, everybody's always worried about animals, including myself, and flooding remains a major problem in North Carolina. Several rivers expected to reach major flood stages today or tomorrow. Now, the flooding forced the closure of 1,100 roadways across the state. At least 35 people have died, and the ag industry, nearly 2 million chickens have died
mm-hmm.
from Florence. The rising waters are also putting North Carolina's tobacco and sweet potato crops in peril.
Right.
Both crops generate hundreds of millions of dollars for the state's economy, so that'll be rough. But 2 million chickens, man, you would have mm-hmm. thought they could have done something. Well, I don't like that.
Those wild horses survived out there on the
Outer Banks.
Yeah, the Outer Banks. So
and, you know, the other thing, I love chickens. I don't know if you grew up with chickens around the farm, around the house or anything.
Yeah, my mom's parents did.
Yeah. My grandparents had a chicken house there on the farm. And then years later, when I was not living on a farm, I got a couple pet chickens that would, you know, give me, I mean, they would literally walk around the house with me sometimes. I'd take them out for a couple hours, had a little thing for them and stuff. But I had a couple really cool, you know, there's different breeds of chickens too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I had a couple really cool Belgian Duclés, which are really pretty smaller chickens, and they'd lay eggs and stuff and we'd eat them, but they were just the coolest pets, man. They were like dogs. We just take them out, and we live kind of out in the country. They just follow us around.
When you eat them, you meant the eggs, not the chicken.
The eggs, not the chicken. Okay. Yeah, no, I couldn't do that.
When you said that, I was like, yeah.
I couldn't do that to poor Carmel.
Carmel?
Party line, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. You evidently wasn't around a bunch of banty roosters, was you?
No, not on a consistent basis. They can be mean. I know. I remember that.
Well, I used to carry a broom handle when I went to get the eggs. When it was my turn to go get the eggs.
Yeah. Keep them away.
Yeah. So, anyway, how much trouble, and this is not meant anything derogatory, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How much trouble is Trump going to cause by going down there?
Well, you know, here's the catch. If he didn't go sometime in the next, by the end of the week, I mean, everybody's going to be saying he's a, you know, a president who doesn't care about the people and all this and that, you know.
And this would be the one time I would disagree with all of them, because they have to have so much security.
Yeah, the logistics are a nightmare, they were saying.
And it just messes with the recovery or the rescue process by him going out and visit, because they can't be having loose boats running around.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when Bruce went, finally went to Katrina, New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
That it actually inhibited the rescue process.
Yeah.
Because his helicopter was in the air, and if I remember right, they couldn't have any other ones out at that time.
Well, it's a thing that presidents have to do. I mean, they have to go. So I'm sure they'll figure out the easiest route and place to take them. So, yeah.
I just wonder, will Donnie take a swim?
This is the one time if he didn't go, I wouldn't hassle about it.
Give him a hard time, yeah.
No, because it's going to create a whole mess of trouble when he does go, wherever he goes.
Yeah, Well, he doesn't have that luxury. He's got a I'd like to think the man really wants to go and see and, you know, be our president.
I would love to see him decide to become a president, but I don't think he will. He's too engrossed into Donald.
Well, Larry,
I have to admit, though, he's been kind of quiet about that lady that accused that clown as wanting to be a Supreme Court judge.
Well, you know, I saw the latest this morning was he was defending her. She, of course, said earlier this week she would testify before Congress to give them a full outline, and now she says she doesn't want to. So,
well, you know, you heard what's going on, haven't you?
I heard what I've read and seen.
About the death threats?
Yes, I have.
That's pathetic.
You have that, though, in just about anything. I don't know. I know the latest is the Republicans say they're going to call for a vote next Wednesday, a week from today, if she is not there to testify by Monday. So we'll see what happens.
Well, and my comment is, did you watch any of the hearings?
I did not. I was here at work. I didn't get a chance to. I saw a few highlights.
He pretty stuck up in his body language.
Yeah, doesn't come off as the warmest person.
Well, no, he comes off as a, how dare you question me? I'm one of the enlightened ones and one of the, you know, privileged class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the attitude I get when somebody asks him a question he don't want to answer.
Right.
And there were several of them he didn't answer.
Right.
He just didn't say I'm not answering it. He went like a he sounded like a lawyer.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, imagine that, Larry. Thank you
but
for the call,
I
sir.
I just was kind of hoping the president hope he didn't mess up the whole situation, and it wouldn't be his fault if it did. It's because of his security around him.
Yeah. Well, we'll hope for the best on that today.
Yeah. And you all have a great day,
Larry. Thanks for the call, buddy. Ken, you've written for both newspaper and radio.
Mm-hmm.
I've just done news radio.
Yep.
Or radio news. The California man accused of threatening to shoot newspaper reporters is under indictment. The Justice Department said yesterday that 68-year-old Robert Chain has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Boston. Chain's accused of threatening to kill reporters at the Boston Globe and allegedly used President Trump's rhetoric by calling them an enemy of the people. Have you ever, which brought me to the question this morning, have you ever had a threat from a listener or a reader from any of the newspaper or radio stations you ever worked at?
No.
I did one time. I was at WMPI in Scottsburg doing the news, and there was a hostage standoff, and I was down there covering it and went back to do the 3 o'clock news live, had a soundbite from the state police going live. And just as I was going on the air, now this is Southern Indiana, so I'm going to fully admit at the time I carried a gun. I had a handgun permit and I had a little .22 I carried with me in my briefcase there in the newsroom. And just as I was getting ready to go on the air, here comes the man who had just had a hostage standoff, his daughter. And she comes screaming down the hallway, Kevin Keith, if you put my dad on the air, I've got him. And I was like, well, this is, you know, this is kind of news. So she comes down the hall and she has a gun. And I'm like getting ready to go on the air. Sounder's fading. And we have about 2 or 3 seconds of dead air. And she came around the corner and I had just grabbed my gun and I just held it to her and I said, back off. Mm-hmm. And luckily, the Scott County Sheriff's Department was literally next door. We were right there on the square, so they were able to do that. So anyway, I wanted to say one other thing here real quick. The organization behind Sesame Street says Bert and Ernie are just good friends.
I saw that.
Despite what one of their writers told a gay news website, writer Mark Saltzman told QWERTY that Bert and Ernie were based on his own same-sex relationship. Sesame Workshop tweeted that Bert and Ernie were created to teach children that they can be good friends with people who are very different from themselves. It adds that though Bert and Ernie are identified as male characters, they don't have a sexual orientation. Cheese and rice. Are you serious?
Who cares?
That enjoys the wad-up of the day, okay?
Yeah. throw it that way.
So we've got, yeah, I'm not throwing it toward you. Who we got coming up next here, Ken?
Brian Tanner from Spaceport, Indiana.
Very good. Ken and I are going to play musical chairs. Ken, thanks as always, buddy. And thank you for joining us. We'll be back with more Party Line in just a moment. I want to thank our sponsors. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Also, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antique, Step Back into a Simple Time, plus ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. More Party Line next on WILO.
We now pause for station identification. We're that little building on the west end of town with antennas on top of the roof.